Snow Leopard Conservation Foundation has been working in the South Gobi since 1999. Many of the community members are nomadic and semi-nomadic herders, raising livestock in the mountain pastures of the South Gobi and Steppe. For nearly two decades, Snow Leopard Conservation Foundation has been conducted research and implemented only one conservation program in the region, which is called Snow Leopard Enterprises. Snow Leopard Enterprises is a program that is well received in the Gobi, and it has been proven beneficial for changing attitudes, building relationships, and some providing a small alternative source of income for the local women and families. The area supports a source population of snow leopards, and because of several incidences of livestock losses by snow leopards, which led to a snow leopard being killed several years ago, the community asked our team to visit and have a meeting with them and share information. We also wanted to discuss with them well how we can prevent such incidences in the future. So because of the community meetings, we shared some experiences of livestock insurance program running in India, for example, and then discussed with the community members whether this could be some program that they are interested in. So our team has been have traveled to the South Gobi for a number of times to set this program. So one of those workshops, I noticed that this man whose name is Batu in the audience, and he was attending at the meeting, but I realized that each time I showed an image of snow leopard on the screen, Batu couldn't even look at the photos. That's how much he didn't like the cats. He even said a few things, letting us know that he didn't like them. Later in the community made a decision to begin their own chapter of the community managed livestock insurance program. It was first program in Mongolia. So there were a small number of people at the beginning, and then later people started joining the program. Once there are many households, we discussed with the communities and agreed that we can divide this big group into three small groups, because people in Mongolia, in the Gobi Desert, they live far from each other. So it is not very easy for them to be communicating. So our team was a bit surprised that Batu was nominated as livestock insurance program leader for his region. It is true that there was a bit of worry from us. We wondered if someone who displayed such dislike of snow leopards could lead a snow leopard conservation program. So we didn't voice this, but we just wondered. What we did was just observe and realize that Batu was a highly respected person in the community. He was elected by community to be the leader of one chapter. The team respected him, and then the decision of the community actually put away our doubts and just being there for questions and support, working with Batu and other two community leaders. He was very good at keeping records and holding the funds and paying claims. He was really good at answering questions about claims and very organized. He was actually a very good leader. People trusted and respected what he had to say. He still didn't like the cats at first, but he liked the program and how it helped compensate the losses. And membership grew and new ideas was offered by Batho's group. For example, they were the first group to offer small loans with money that was collected before the claim, and it worked well. More recently, new member of the community who lost number of livestock by snow leopard was complaining about it. So he was quite angry, and then he was saying even that snow leopards should be removed from the region so that he wouldn't lose livestock. But we were at a meeting, but no one had to say anything from our organization. But who was the one who was explaining exactly why the program needs to be there, and cats should not be removed, but the compensation, his losses can be compensated, and so that he should be fined to protect the livestock. That was the Batho's explanation to this new herder. So community was supporting him in talking with the new member, how he improved his way of herding. So giving him a chance and the respect to be a leader and not letting our worry get in the way was extremely important for many reasons. It showed trust and respect of the community's decisions, and then it gave a chance for someone with a great deal of respect to begin to become an advocate for conservation programs like this.